can change, and nothing is the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in. From the thunder rolling, stone still going, this bar ain't no way to close. And staying alive another 9 to 5, 'cause Lord knows my mama tried. Jukebox is my name.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. We're at 62 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A Georgia father is the latest parent in the U.S. to face charges in connection with a shooting allegedly carried out by his child last night. The father of suspected gunman Colt Gray, arrested, both made their first appearances at separate hearings today, facing charges stemming from the Appalachian High School shooting deaths of two students and two teachers. Here's ABC's Faith Abube.
54-year-old Colin Gray, now charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second-degree murder, and 8 counts of cruelty to children. Sources telling ABC News investigators believe Colin gifted his 14-year-old son an AR-15-style rifle for Christmas, which the teenager used to terrorize his school Wednesday, leaving 4 people dead.
Employers added 142,000 jobs in August, slight growth, but also signs the labor market continues to cool. Unemployment also at 4.2%. Triple-digit temperatures still keeping a grip up and down the West Coast. A UK watchdog accuses Google of using anti-competitive practices to dominate digital advertising to hinder competition in Britain. The man pulled from Galveston Bay after this week's murder of a deputy constable in Houston has been formally charged with the killing.
Court documents say that around 15 minutes before the shooting, Corporal Maher Husseini and Athir Mouradeh had a cordial conversation outside Husseini's private security business. A short time later, Deanna Carraway was sitting at a light when Mouradeh got out of his car.
He left his car in the middle of the lane and went to this guy and just unloaded 4 in the driver's seat.
On Thursday, prayers were said at a local mosque for the murdered deputy constable. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Some border towns in Texas on alert after a tiger escaped from a nearby zoo. The zoo is in Reynosa, Mexico, just across from Hidalgo, Texas. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's 63 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for clouds and sun mixed. Breezy and cool with isolated brief showers or sprinkles are possible. A high of 66. Tonight, mostly clear and rather cool, a low of 39. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and continued fall-like, with a high of 65. In Richland Center, we have south-southeasterly winds at 3 miles per hour, and it's 63 degrees.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Good afternoon. With sunshine, it is 63 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. President Joe Biden has traveled to rural southwest Wisconsin to champion new investments in electrification and expanded high-speed internet. He proclaimed Thursday that all these investments mean family farms can stay in the family. In the town of Westby, Biden announced $7.3 billion in investments for 16 cooperatives that will provide electricity for millions of families in rural areas across 23 states, with the goal of lowering the cost of badly needed electricity connections in hard-to-reach areas.
It's the most significant transformative investment in electricity and electrification and clean energy for rural America since FDR's New Deal nearly 90 years ago. And that's not hype, that's a fact. And it includes Dairyland Power Cooperative that will receive $580 million to develop and purchase solar power, wind power, energy storage right here in Wisconsin and all across the Midwest.
He also talked about how tens of thousands of homes in the state had received high-speed internet access.
We're also making the most significant investment ever in affordable high-speed internet. Because affordable high-speed internet is just as essential today as electricity was a century ago in order to be able to do business. That's why we've invested $1.6 billion just in Wisconsin to connect everyone to affordable high-speed internet in Wisconsin.
President Biden met with workers from Dairyland Power Cooperative and Vernon Electric Cooperative in Westby yesterday. Venture Architects presented the findings of their evaluations of the Richland campus, as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building this past Wednesday. They looked at each building separately, including each building at the campus. Perhaps the worst news of the night was the condition of the Arts and Education Building on the campus. It was found to be in its original vintage status.
This is probably, of the buildings we went through, the one that really seemed to be for deferred maintenance in the worst condition of everything. A big part of that is that the flooring is starting to come up. There's moisture in there. And very likelihood, due to the vintage of that, we did not test it for anything, but high likelihood in a case like this, where that would have asbestos-containing material either in the adhesive, in the tile, or in both. Again, the brick, conditions of the brick meeting tuck pointing, there were broken windows as part of this. The windows, again, here, single pane. The air conditioning condensing unit, past the end of its life, was rated not well compared to all of the other ones. Accessibility clearances. Not only was it the clearance issue that we had, it's also the doorknob. So turning a knob can be extremely difficult. That's why a handle is always much easier. That's why it's part of the accessibility code. This still has knobs on all of the doors. And the really odd thing with this building is the structural layout. So it has a combination of steel and masonry in it. So you have low bearing masonry walls in the middle of the building and steel around the perimeter. So now any option you want to have to say, oh, gut the whole thing out, we'll open it up and we could have office space in here. Well, now we have low bearing walls in the middle. So that makes that a bit of a challenge. So this is a really challenging building to work with. The location is in a challenging spot relative to the parking. It's a challenging building. We'll leave the Arts and Education building be as challenging.
The cost of renewal for this building is an estimated $632,000. The replacement cost is an estimated $4.2 million. The library building is also vintage with superficial upgrades. Knoth said that one of those upgrades was the addition of carpeting.
It appeared to our team that the reason for this was because this had the same issue that the Arts and Education building had, which is the flooring tile was starting to curl and peel from the floor. So the risk of having to pull that up and replace that and deal with potential asbestos issues, the easiest thing is to just cover that with carpet and nobody has to touch that and the carpet covers that.
There are, again, a lot of problems with windows and tuck pointing with this building. Other issues on the library building include mechanical heating units were replaced with residential furnaces, and the AC condensing unit and humidification system is in need of replacement. The renewal cost of the library is an estimated $1.17 million, with an estimated $6 million replacement cost. It was noted that the cafeteria and theater building have been partially upgraded. However, windows, mechanical air handling units are still original. Water has leaked into the music room and caused damage to the flooring. The kitchen and equipment is in fair condition. There are also accessibility issues throughout the entire building, which require major building renovations. The renewal cost of the cafeteria and theater building is about $525,000, with a replacement cost of $11.9 million. We will take a further look at what the study found on the Richland campus next week. The Lafayette Ag Stewardship Alliance released results from the fifth and final year of its sustainability project. Over the past 5 years, this farmer-led watershed conservation group has used sustainability metrics to inform management decisions on its farms in collaboration with Farmers for Sustainable Food. The project, involving 15 farms managing over 40,000 acres, showed consistent positive progress for several metrics, especially regarding water quality. Key findings from 5 years of the LASA Sustainability Project include conservation practices. On average, farms use two or more conservation practices in each of their analyzed fields. The most used sustainable farming practices within the group include grassed waterways, contouring, cover crops, reduced tillage, strip cropping, and no-till. Water quality of the reported acreage, 83% has mitigated the risk of excessive nitrogen loss to the subsurface water. Soil erosion, the average rate of soil erosion for corn grain over the five-year project period was 1.7 tons per acre per year, significantly lower than the state benchmark of 3.5 tons per acre per year for corn grain. And energy use, the group's energy use, 145,575 BTU per ton for corn silage, measured 53% better than the national indicator. Data is based on analysis by Houston Engineering Incorporated using Field to Market, the Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture's field print platform. Learn more about Lafayette Ag Stewardship Alliance and the group's ongoing sustainability efforts at lafayetteagstewardship.org. A new driver's education grant program is launching in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation say the program aims to reduce barriers for low-income students to take driver education courses and become licensed drivers. The program covers a driving school's fees for 30 hours of classroom time, 6 hours of observation, and 6 hours of behind-the-wheel driver training. The program is being funded by $6 million set aside in the governor's 2023-25 biennial budget. Funds will be made available to eligible applicants on a first-come, first-served basis. A reversal from UW-Madison Athletics. We told you yesterday about the memorial bricks near Camp Randall that were set to be removed to make way for the new practice facility. Families were told to claim bricks inscribed in honor of Badgers who have died. These families were upset. Now UW Athletics has changed course. They're going to allow people to choose whether the bricks in memory of their loved one get put into a new display, or they can choose to take them home. They don't know how they'll be displayed just yet, but Athletic Director Chris McIntosh promises none will be thrown away. Madison police have made an arrest at the zoo. A 26-year-old woman is banned from Madison's Henry Vilas Zoo after a Wednesday incident in which she allegedly attempted to climb over railings into animal enclosures. She did get into the donkey exhibit and attempted to take photos there, according to Madison police. When she was asked to leave, she became upset and allegedly battered zoo staff. It's currently 63 degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Fair results are next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
WRCO News Time is 12:21. It was a great day for some 4-H members at the Richland County Fair yesterday afternoon. The goat and sheep shows were held. 2024 Goat Awards were Dairy Goat Showman to Rebecca Powell, Market Goat Showmanship, Senior Showman to Ella Hillebrand, Intermediate Showman to Casey Wanick, and Beginner Showman to Olivia Matthews. Grand Champion Market Goat to Casey Wanick, Reserve Grand Champion Market Goat to Aubrey Imhoff, Grand Champion Dairy Goat to Rebecca Powell, Reserve Grand Champion Dairy Goat to Joe Matthews, Champion Alpine to Rebecca Powell, Reserve Champion Alpine to Olivia Matthews, Champion Sable to Rebecca Powell, Champion Any Other Breed to Joe Matthews, Reserve Champion Any Other Breed to Rebecca Powell, Champion Meat Type Breed to Aubrey Imhoff, and Reserve Champion Meat Type Breed to Ella Hillebrand. The 2024 Sheep Showmanship Awards were the Senior Showman, Brindolyn Knable, and Intermediate Showman, Riley Banker. Other awards were Grand Champion Market Lamb to Riley Banker, Reserve Grand Champion Market Lamb to Riley Banker, Overall Grand Champion U to Brindolyn Knable, Overall Reserve Grand Champion U to Riley Banker, Overall Grand Champion Ram to Riley Banker, and Overall Reserve Grand Champion Ram to Brindolyn Knable. A memorial ride for Marilyn McCone will be held Saturday. Marilyn Gilligan is a member of the Planning Committee.
The family would like to raise money for the Lions Camp for vision-impaired adults to pay for the adults to go that can't afford it. Marilyn, when she passed, had donated her eyes. And so two people now see because of that. So the family just wants to do that again and help the vision impaired.
Cost is $10 for singles and $15 for couples and includes a variety of raffles.
There's a lot of bikers out there that are willing to ride and have a good time riding. And there's a lot of raffle prizes, 50-50 raffle we'll have. We'll have a meal about halfway through or so in the ride for a free will offering.
You do not have to be a biker to participate. All vehicles are welcome to participate beginning at noon at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center. George McConkie is a co-organizer of the event.
We'll be making a couple stops. Soldiers Grove will be a stop, Ferryville. And then once we get to Ferryville, we got that beautiful stretch up the Great River Road there, 35, right along the Mississippi. We're pretty lucky in this part of the state for the beautiful hills and valleys. And 45 minutes away from here is the Great Mississippi. So we're looking forward to people seeing some beautiful country. But we'll ride up 35 up to Genoa. And that, as Marilyn said, we'll have a meal stop there. And then back over toward Viroqua. And on 56 there, you got a lot of hills, valleys. You get up on top of them hills somewhere up there, and it seems like you can see forever. you know, and then you drop down into the valley and there's a little river running down through there. We'll go through Romance, and then we'll make a stop at the Eagles Club in Viroqua, end up back at the Legion where we started.
You can enjoy a beautiful day in southwest Wisconsin and help out the Lions camp. Simply show up on your motorcycle or in your vehicle at noon at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center and enjoy the day. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order for the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff Saturday in honor of former Wisconsin State Representative Stephen J. Fries, who passed away Wednesday, August 28th, at the age of 64, and U.S. Army Corporal Robert P. Race, who lost his life in the Korean War and whose remains have been identified and returned to Wisconsin for burial. Former Representative Fries grew up in Hazel Green and was a graduate of Southwestern High and the University of Wisconsin-Platteville. Former Representative Fries first entered public service in 1980, serving on the Jamestown Town Board from 1980 to 1994, and also served on the Grant County Board of Supervisors from 1982 to 1992. In 1990, former Representative Fries was elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly, where he served for 16 years, representing the 51st Assembly District. During his time in the Wisconsin State Assembly, Representative Fries served as Speaker pro tempore of the Assembly for 12 years. Services for former Representative Fries will be held Saturday in Sinsinawa. A native of Dodgeville, Corporal Race was a member of Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 23rd Infantry Regiment, 2nd Infantry Division during the Korean War. On September 1, 1950, Corporal Race was reported missing in action near Chaegyeong, South Korea, and was officially declared deceased on December 31, 1953. In 1951, the Army recovered remains from 12 smaller military cemeteries in the area where Corporal Race was last seen and temporarily interned them at the United Nations Military Cemetery in Tangok, South Korea, and in 1956 they were buried as unknowns at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Honolulu, Hawaii. Corporal Race's remains were positively identified by the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency on March 26, 2024. Corporal Race will be buried Saturday in Dodgeville. It's currently a sunny 63 degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300. The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
It looks like some rain is moving in. It's currently 65 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center, died August 28th at home. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 5 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home this afternoon from 3 until the time of service at 5. Tom Sharp is survived by two daughters, Lisa Sharp and Tina and Rick Sharp, four grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, best friend Pamela Sharp, two sisters, Nancy and Tom Phelan and Patty Sharp, a brother, Dave Sharp and Donna, many other relatives and friends. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of Rural Blue River, died August 9th. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Mount Zion Back Roads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Steiner is survived by three daughters, Mary and Ron Troxel of Bloit, Phyllis Razick of Bosque Bell, and Linda and Edward Chitwood of Blue River. Eight grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, three great-great-grandchildren, and her sister-in-law, Janice Gobin of Platteville. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95 of Rural Blue River. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center, died August 17th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be directed to the Alzheimer's Association. Marcia Gilbank is survived by her husband Philip, three sons, Colin and Dawn Gillingham, Chad Gillingham, and Christopher and Roxanne Gerber, a daughter, Sherry and Kelly Gillingham Tietrich, Philip's children, Steve and Mary Gilbank, Scott Gilbank, Shelley and Jay Palou, and Sherry and Michael Rockwell, six grandsons, seven granddaughters, 12 great-grandchildren, a sister, Diana and Jerry Leach, several or special nieces, Cynthia McCarthy and Patricia McNutt, and many other relatives. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Dolores May D. Gray, 94 of Platteville, died August 29th at home. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Platteville United Methodist Church. Burial will be at a later date in the Sauk City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Platteville United Methodist Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established. The Melby Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. D. Gray is survived by four children, Michael Gray of Platteville, Carl and Tom Rawson of Richland Center, David Gray of Platteville, and Denise and Pete Koss of Green Bay. Seven grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, former sister-in-law, a niece, and two nephews. Dolores May, D. Gray, 94, Platteville. Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest, died Saturday at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Velma Shaw is survived by her son, Gary Shaw and Ethel Jazz Key of DeForest, 5 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, a brother, Kenneth Pardoon of Richland Center, many cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest. Terry E. Fish, 75 of Bloom City, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Terry Fish is survived by 3 children, Kinley and Kristen Fish of Bloom City, Nicole and Mike Ritz of Monticello, and Derek and Sarah Fish of Monroe. 8 grandchildren, a great-grandson, a brother, Monty Fish of Madison, sister-in-law, Mava Fish of Kenosha, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Terry E. Fish, 75 of Bloom City. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30 of Richland Center, died Saturday at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday, September 20th, at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday, September 20th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Tyler Smith Drake is survived by his parents, Terry J. Gander of Richland Center, and Ivan Drake of Arizona. A brother, Cody Klimpf and Brooke Bronstand, nephew, niece, grandmother Joan Smith, aunts and uncles, relatives and friends. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30 of Richland Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And 5-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Terry and Tammy Thielman, Jeff and Amanda Nondorf, Cullen and Shelley Slaypack, Lamont and Karen Hornby, and Scott and Kim Johnquist. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Friday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO through weather updates. Well, a surge of fall-like weather pushing down across the upper Midwest today. Temperatures are still in the upper 50s and low 60s as of midday. We'll likely end up about 10 degrees below normal through tomorrow. We're also tracking just a couple of small little showers drifting from north to south across the region. They won't amount to too much, but a few spots could see a couple hundredths of an inch. Otherwise, things will dry out nicely by tonight as high pressure works in from the northwest and give us fairly clear weather tomorrow all the way through the middle of next week as a large and dry high pressure system builds in. Should be a great stretch of weather for your outdoor activities. We'll see a gradual warming trend next week, pushing us back well into the 80s, so feeling like summer once again. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy at times, breezy and cool. A couple of brief showers or stray sprinkles are possible. High near 66 degrees, north wind of 8 to 16. Mostly clear and rather cool tonight as temperatures drop down to 39. Tomorrow mostly sunny, continued fall-like with highs in the mid-60s, northwest wind around 10. On Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy and warmer, low 42 with a high of 75, west wind between 10 and 17. Heading into Monday, sunny and warm, low 51, high 82. Tuesday, another beautiful day, partly cloudy skies, low 53, high about 83. It will be rather warm Wednesday and Thursday with sunny to partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid to upper 50s, highs in the middle 80s on Wednesday, upper 80s for Thursday. You have yourself a great afternoon. Again, expect a high of 66 and a couple of passing brief showers possible. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a rainy 58 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 78, our low this morning was 49. Our high today, 65. The record high for this date, 97 in 1922. The record low, 35 in 1988. Last year's high was 78 with a low of 64. Sunset tonight will be at 7:28 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:32. Currently in Richland Center, we have east to northeast winds, 6 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.10. And we have received a trace precipitation. Again, currently in Richland Center, it is a rainy 58 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Looking back on the good old days of trying to cobble together a farm bill, that's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
After 30 years in Congress, part of that time chairing the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson is now a consultant. He has some free advice for members of the House and Senate about getting a new farm bill passed.
It takes a lot of listening, a lot of cajoling, and it takes people that have credibility. And that, frankly, now is not in as much abundance as it was back then. But that's not just the criticism of the people that are there. That's the whole system right now.
Peterson says the tug of war between the nutrition title and the farm title portions of the bill has always been an issue, but it seems particularly polarizing this time around. Peterson says you have those who say the bill benefits large farmers disproportionately.
This idea that somehow or another, if you penalize larger operations, that's going to solve the problem of smaller operations. And that's just completely not true. You got people that are very good at manipulating the public about this, and it's gotten worse every time.
Peterson encourages farmers to make a point of meeting with members of Congress, especially on the campaign trail.
If you can engage them back in their district, you know, in their everyday life, I think it probably has more impact than anything you can do.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Red meat exports were up in July. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. First, a dairy economist says some recent dairy purchase volumes are probably a sign of retailers making sure they have enough product to meet demand. Chuck Nicholson with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield a short-term butter buying spree was likely just an inventory adjustment.
We're starting to draw down those inventories. Folks are starting to maybe be a little bit more concerned about pressure points coming up to have the stocks they need as we head into the fall part of the year.
Nicholson says it's also interesting to see how butter production and demand have both grown over the past decade.
We've actually increased the amount of butter fat in farm milk by quite a lot. So we actually have, for the same amount of milk, more butter hitting the marketplace, and yet the demand has been strong enough to maintain those prices up there in a range that we haven't really historically seen.
On Friday, August 30th, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange saw 26 butter purchases, with prices ranging from $3.17 to $3.20 a pound. July was another strong month for U.S. red meat exports. Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says exports of beef were up in both volume and value.
Mexico continues to be very strong, but for the first time in quite a while, we've seen a bit of a spark out of Asia, led by both Taiwan and Japan. So considering the headwinds on exchange rate, in the case of Japan in particular, to me this is very encouraging.
Pork exports were substantially higher than a year ago levels, and Hallstrom says he's not expecting that to change. Farmer interest in spray drones is surging. Mariah Scott is CEO of Rantizo, the largest ag drone spraying network in the country.
We have been doubling acres year on year for the last several years. This past season, we were in 35 states. We did more than 30 different crops.
She tells Brownfield the most common spray drone on the market today holds about 13 gallons and can cover up to 50 acres an hour. She says there's excitement around the cost and ease of use. The outreach agronomist for the Illinois Soybean Association says more of that state's farmers are finding red crown rot in their fields. Stephanie Porter tells Brownfield.
I wouldn't say it's spread. I think it's been here. It's just a matter of people are becoming more aware now. Last year, I think a lot of people thought we were crying wolf, when in actuality, it's here. And I think the longer that it's here, the worse it gets.
She says the disease can have serious impacts on soybean yields. New crop corn and soybean export sales continued their hot streak last week. USDA says new crop corn saw a solid improvement with nearly half of the week's total purchased by Mexico. And even though new crop soybeans were below a week ago, they still have solid interest from China. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Another light run of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grubner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There's another light round of direct cash cattle trade that's been reported. Deals in Kansas are at $181 live. Fully steady with Thursday's business. Asking prices are around $182 plus live in the south and $290 plus dressed in the north. There was a light trade reported in the south on Thursday with live deals marked at $181, $2 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Northern dress business was marked up mostly $288. That's $2 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef is lower at midday on light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.92 at $309.59. Select was 98 cents lower at $295.80. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, no trend was available. The USDA says demand was moderate to good. Medium and large one feeder steer, 700 to 709 pounds, brought $261.50 to $263. Feeder steers, 802, brought $253. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 718 to 747 pounds, brought $235 to $247.50. And feeder heifers, 801 to 844 pounds, brought $228 to $234.50. Cash hogs are lower at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. After a couple of solid days of business, processors likely have most of their needed numbers on hand and aren't as aggressive in their procurement efforts. While export sales were down this week, overall demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and that's helping provide price support. Domestic demand remains a concern. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 83 cents with a weighted average of 76.87. The Eastern Corn Belt had a weighted average of 76.34. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at midday. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $63. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were higher at midday, up $1.27 at $96.14. Hams were sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Checkoff Check-In.
Farmer and board member James Giese joins us. National Corn Growers selects growers from across the country to serve on action teams, and you're on the ethanol action team. Tell us about that.
Well, the ethanol action team got me a lot more involved with ethanol, a lot more knowledgeable than I thought it ended up being. We look at different platforms for the ethanol to be sold on, traded, and study different uses for it as well. On the ethanol side of it, I guess I really enjoy how they elaborate on engines and usage and clean burning. We're dealing with the aviation fuel situation right now, hoping that turns into a large market for us. Right now, it's basically legislative, making sure we have the infrastructure for it, making sure that we have a sale for it. I mean, there's people saying they would take it, obviously, but saying one thing and doing is another. But I still think down the road, I think it's going to be where our markets end up, and hopefully we're some of the leaders in the pack to get it in the air.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you or talking through the connection on that new faucet or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitou on Tim's Agricultural Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Large squares topped at $175 a ton and large rounds topped at $65 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Vehicles, guns, ammunition, reloading equipment, sporting goods, and much more. Online only auction ending September 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsagricultural.com. This is Chase Hesitou. I have a great day.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
So, hogs are mixed. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans are down today on profit-taking, technical selling, and some outside market influence. Forecasts do have some near-term rain in parts of the region, but many areas could stay dry into mid-month, and that could trim yields. New crop export sales were down in the week, still mainly to China. November beans are 14 and 3 quarters lower at 10.08 and 3 quarters. January is 15 and a quarter lower at 10.26 and a quarter. October bean meal's steady at 322.40, and October bean oil's down 134 at 40.35. Corn continues to monitor late development weather along with early harvest activity and yield results. USDA's updated supply, demand, and production numbers are out on the 12th. That was a week from yesterday. December corn's 3 1/4 lower at 407 1/2, and March is down 3 1/2 at 425 3/4. And wheat's down with pressure from the dollar in profit-taking. Spring wheat yields are reportedly declining, and dry conditions in some winter wheat growing areas could limit planted area. Dry weather's also an early concern in parts of Argentina. December Chicago's 7 lower at 567 3/4. December Kansas City's down 9 1/2 at 579 1/4. December Minneapolis is 10 1/2 lower at 615 1/4. Cattle are down sharply on this week's direct business and the lower midday box beef. October live's a dollar lower at 176.25. December's down now 110 at 175.62. October feeders are 287 lower at 231.70. And hogs are mixed. Cash is steady to lower, but pork is higher at midday. October lean's down 75 at 79.95. The December hog contract is 42 lower at 71.62. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products.
rapidly correct, and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Feeling good and living a good life. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. As we age, it's important that we feel good throughout our different decades, and we're living a fulfilling and healthful life. Shailene McNeil, a registered dietitian and executive director of Nutrition Science, Health and Wellness for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says beef can play a critical role in health and wellness during the different stages of our lives.
During infancy, the iron and the zinc are so critical for brain development, the protein for growth and development. You move on into the teenage years where you're experiencing not only more rapid growth and development, but teenagers are getting a mind of their own and they're choosing foods and they want to choose foods they like, and we know they like beef, so that can be a tool for helping them get the important nutrients they need at this period of their life where they're making their own food choices. And then we move on, you know, even for pregnant women, beef plays really important roles for the nutrient has. And then towards the end of our life, as we're starting to age and we're wanting to do things like protect muscle, we really look differently about, we need more protein than maybe we needed at other stages of our life to protect the muscle loss. We need more nutrition, and maybe we need more